I'm Vicki Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, a Nauset High School student and teacher tell us about an unusual setting for learning English.
Shortly after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, Julio Cruz and his family moved to the Outer Cape. With Spanish as his first language, Julio enrolled in an English as a second language class at Nauset Regional High School. Surprisingly, his ESL class was focused on building a garden, of all things. The teacher, Rand Burkert, connected the students to each other and to English by growing crops they remembered from home.
My name is Julio Ariel Rivera Cruz, and I started the garden with Ron when I was in freshman year.
We grew sweet potato slips on the windowsill. All of their cultures, they were from... Well, Julio is from Puerto Rico. Two other students were from Jamaica, and one student from the Philippines. And sweet potato is a crop that turns up in all of their cuisines.
Even though the students spoke different languages, the sweet potato was something they all had in common.
In Spanish, we call it yuca and patata dulce. And my mom uses it a lot when she's doing soup or like empanadilla.
An empanadilla is almost like a small calzone, but shaped like a semicircle and made with a corn-based dough called masa.
What you do is you take mass, and like, imagine you're like doing a pizza, but then you do like a half circle. And with that half circle, you put like cheese, and some people put like peppers and guacamole in there, but it's depending how you like your empanadilla.
A lot of times, Julio's mom fills hers with mashed sweet potato.
And then you put it in, like, oil. And you let it, like, cook for 5 minutes one side, and then you flip it the other one. And you wait so both sides are really cooked. And then you take it out and you, like, let it, like, cool down. And it's a great plate. It's one of my favorite things, really.
It's amazing to hear how animated people sound, even in a foreign language, when they're talking about good food. And there's even research to back this up. Students who learn English in a garden connect more deeply and create a new sense of place faster than they do in a classroom. Rand and Julio both saw this firsthand.
It was great because you could see how it galvanized their interaction with each other in English. And instead of just sitting down at their desks, they would go to the window and see how the sweet potato slips were growing.
How crazy it was when they started spreading roots, because there were so many huge, long roots there. And it was so awesome to see them like finally growing.
Julio told me the garden had a big impact on him. He talked about his favorite memories from his first year here and how they were spent building the garden and growing food with the other students. And he even won an English language award that spring.
Doing gardening or planting plants and like seeing them grow, in a way, is like therapy. Like, if you know that is alive and that grow because of you, because of your work, it relaxes you, like center your mind.
In the year since Julio and his classmates helped Rand build the garden in 2019, it's taken root to serve different teachers and students across a range of subjects. The space is now officially called the Nauset Food and Research Garden, and the crops growing there reflect not just our sandy peninsula, but also the diversity of places Nauset students have called home. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Here's a cool thing. The garden was initiated in partnership with the Orleans Farmers Market, and the students involved have started saving seeds and selling them under the label Nauset Seeds. You can learn more about the Nauset Food and Research Garden and see some great pictures on our website at capeandislands.org. Thanks to Local Food Report intern Hannah Sherman for help reporting this piece, which was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks so much for listening.